Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Ghost Stories of an Antiquary by M.R. James. First published in 1904, today's book is all about ghosts, obviously, and skeptical academics facing strange encounters. Now, there's a British tradition of ghost stories at Christmas. Think of Dickens and his A Christmas Carol. But one of the leading writers for Christmas ghost stories is M.R. James. An academic himself, many of James's stories were designed as entertainment for his friends at Christmas, when he would gather his friends in his study and read his ghost stories aloud to them. Ghost Stories of an Antiquary is a collection of 8 stories of subtle yet very evocative horror. Now, I've picked 3 of my favourites, mainly being those which have stuck in my head long after I've closed the book. The Mezzotint is the story of an academic, Mr. Williams. Williams receives a notice from an art dealer about a piece in his latest catalogue that Williams may be interested in. He requests the Mezzotint, which when it arrives appears to be a not particularly interesting and amateurish image of a manor house and its surrounding gardens. The inscription on the back is worn away, and Williams can't identify where the house is. He shows the print to one friend, who agrees that the print is worthless. Then later he shows it to another friend, who talks about how lovely it is, except for the grotesque figure. Williams is baffled. There was no figure in the print. He looks at the print again, and his friend is right. There is a figure crawling across the lawn, and now a window is open in the house. Number 13, another story, is set in a hotel in Viborg, Denmark. Another academic, they're always academic in M.R. James' stories, is researching the nearby cathedral and requests a room at the Golden Lion. He settles on room 21, but he notices that the hotel does not have a room 13. Then later that evening, when returning for bed by candlelight, he walks down the corridor towards his room and sees a door with a number 13 on it. His curiosity is piqued. Why was there no room number 13 on the hotel register when clearly there is a room number 13? But when he goes down for breakfast in the morning, there's no door to be seen. He dismisses the mystery until the very next night when loud noises are heard from the neighbouring room. The third story I really like is Oh Whistle and I'll Come For You, My Lad, which features the sceptical Professor Parkin, who's on a golfing holiday in Suffolk. He takes a room in the hotel with 2 beds to provide enough room for him to live and study. In between his rounds of golf, Parkin also does a little bit of investigating of a Templar ruin for a friend. He comes across a metal whistle, engraved with Latin phrases on 2 sides. Translating the first inscription as Who is it that comes? Parkin blows the whistle, not realising the portent contained in the second phrase. Later that night, Parkin is plagued with dreams of an exhausted man running to him and collapsing in his arms, and then a local boy is spooked by something he sees in Parkin's window. And for 2 nights in a row, the bedding on the second bed in his room is unmade, although Parkin has never slept in it. Now, I really like M.R. James's ghost stories for their quiet horror. The stories are of skeptical men with strong, practical, scientific and logical beliefs facing the strange and unexplainable encounters. Maybe because of the subtleness of the stories, this is why the eventual scary parts and spooky images linger in my mind. So if you like peculiar hotels, witch hunts, haunted art and long fingernailed ghostly children, I highly recommend Ghost Stories of an Antiquary by M.R. James. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy Christmas and happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine Dest qui nous vient directement d'Australie.